What's the most important resource that you have? If you really thought about this deeply, I think you'd come to the same conclusion that Joey and I did. It's time. In our newest book, What's Without Wall Street, The 3 Steps to Financial Freedom Through Passive Income, we talk about how are we tracking that time? What is the thing that we can do to get more of that time back?
That's right. If you've ever been listening to our podcast and thought, man, it would be amazing if I could take all the things that you guys have learned over the last 10 years and just summarize them, put them in some way to easily digest them and take action, that's what this book is all about. You're not going to want to miss it. Go to wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/new book and get your copy today.
Welcome to the Financial Freedom Roundtable, where each week we break down complex financial topics so you can more easily understand them and, more importantly, take action on your path to becoming financially free. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. Grateful to have you in the room. I'm Russ Morgan. They call me the idea guy, mostly because like a follow-through guy just didn't sound so cool to me. But enough about me for a moment. Let me introduce you to my co-host, my partner. He's the Italian Stallion. He's got the license plate covered to prove it. Mr. Joe Murray, Stallion. Good afternoon.
What's up, my brother?
Man, I think today is a great opportunity for all the haters, all of our YouTube commenters who just love to tell people how they should not listen to us, how we were just saying all the wrong things. We're always wrong. Today's episode is dedicated to you, my friends. Tell them why.
First of all, let me just say this. For those of you that do hate on our channel, I appreciate you because, man, Russ gets so much joy out of just lighting those comments up. He'll just send me a screenshot, dude. You're going to love this response. You're going to love this response. It's like any time of day or night. He's on there just having a blast. But, man, I'll tell you, one of the cool things that we've learned even through one of our masterminds, I think we've mentioned this before, is, man, if you think about the complete opposite of what you're trying to accomplish, first of all, it's easier to think of the negative than it is the positive. And I'm ashamed to say that, but I think it's a natural human instinct that it's almost like we have this defense mechanism. Like we can easily tell you what we don't want, but you say, hey, what do you really want? And it's like, I'm out of it. So today, man, let's talk about all the things you shouldn't do and how not to invest so that you know exactly where you want to go.
That's right. We're going to talk about all the things you absolutely should not do, or if you want to be successful. So we're going to talk about all the things you should do if you don't want to be financially successful. We're going to give you the opposite. It's going to be a little bit different. It's like the screw tape letters, man, by C.S. Lewis, right? You're going to have to screw your head on right a little bit. If you're not prepared for what we're talking about, you may hear us and be like, wait a second, what are these guys saying? What happened? All right. Well, thankfully, we're not sitting here by ourselves. We're joined by the dream team of financial coaches. To my right, I got the king of Bingham, Mr. Real Estate himself. He's agnostic to his type as long as it produces cash flow, the multi-talented Jamie O'Brien. Good to see you, Jamie.
Man, good to be here, Russ, enjoying a beautiful day in paradise, my friend.
Why do you think talking about all the things that we shouldn't invest in 2024 is so important?
Yeah. I mean, well, we are recording this for us on February 29th of a leap year, which is rare occurrence, right? Once every 4 years. So what a good day to make it backwards day and talk about all the things we shouldn't be doing. I think it's important because, unfortunately, a lot of people do these exact things and then wonder why they're no closer to financial freedom. And so I think if we could think about it backwards and connect the dots for people that, hey, maybe what I'm doing isn't getting me closer to this goal that I say that I want, maybe something will click for.
Yeah. It's like my favorite movie is Groundhog Day. And he's trying to do it differently. It doesn't get there, right? And I feel like maybe sometimes we've been doing that in our finances, just trying things that just aren't working so well. And maybe today I'll help click and understand why that is. But let's get over to your left. We got the retiree of the group, Mr. Catch Me If You Can, when he's not killing bears with his bare hands or spear diving for tuna. He's right here dropping gold nuggets. One and only Mark Caragucci. Welcome, Mark.
It is good to be here, guys. Good afternoon. It's been a while since I've been on a podcast, so happy to be back. And yes, it is a leap year. And if, in case you didn't know, we're already 2 months done. There's only 10 left in 2024. So, I mean, Christmas is right around the corner. So we need to know what not to do so that we have enough left over so we can get all those fun Christmas presents for everybody else.
That's right. Well, if you want to know how we're going to break today's topic down, we're going to break it down in three sections. And we did this opposite as well, is that we should definitely make sure we have no access to cash, right? That would be a great way to not reach our goals. We should totally invest in things not connected to who we are as an investor. And lastly, we should not even consult our goals. Like, what do we want out of things? We're not even going to talk about those things. We're going to talk about all those things last, and we're going to do all those things in reverse right now.
Welcome to the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast, your guide to understanding how to get out of the Wall Street rat race and start your own mailbox money lifestyle. Now, don't let these handsome Southern draws fool you. These financial minds are teaching our country to enhance savings, increase cash flow, and create passive income, all without the help of Wall Street. Are you ready to break through? Now, here are your hosts, Russ Morgan and Joey Murray.
All right, let's talk about, we're thinking of financial freedom. Financial freedom is when your passive income is greater than your monthly expenses. If I want to do the opposite and I don't want to accomplish that, then I guess my monthly expenses should be going up. I should try to increase them as high as I possibly can and not do anything with passive income. And I think that's probably a good way to start this part about, you know, not having access to money, right? Like, here's some things that I should do to make sure I have no access to money. Mark, you want to lead us off here? What's one of those things that I should totally do so I won't have access to cash?
Absolutely. I was actually having a conversation with one of our clients, and she had a CD, and the CD was about to mature. And I said, well, what do you want to do with it? She goes, well, I don't know. And of course, if we were having this exact discussion, I said, well, you should lock that thing up for as long as possible so that you have absolutely no access to it, whatsoever. Because when an opportunity comes your way, I don't want you to be distracted by that opportunity. I want you to have that money locked away so that you can always live with that regret of knowing that you didn't take action on that opportunity. So we say this facetiously, right? You know, what not to do? Well, tying up your cash into something that you can't deploy it into, right? I mean, why don't we just take all the opportunities off the table? And when you lock up your cash, that's what you're doing. You're removing your ability to take action. You're removing your ability to reap the benefit of opportunities that are coming your way, because there are going to be opportunities. Whether the market's going up, the market's going down, the market's going sideways, it's going forwards or backwards, there's always opportunities. And if you don't have that cash liquid and accessible, you're missing it all.
Which is what we want when we don't want to be successful, right? So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lock up my cash. And you mentioned CDs, right? What are some other great places to lock up cash so that I can, I need to like create a list right now so I can start putting my money into these things, Mark?
Well, I mean, where else would you like to lock it up? How about, hey, I know this guy or this group, and they love investing with people. And okay, they love it when people bring their money to the group and they put it in. And so that the investors, right, using air quotes there, they assume all the risk. They take all the burden. And then at some point in the future, that's when the silent partner says, okay, now I'm going to tell you what my cut is.
Okay. Yes. Good. How long do they want to keep my money?
As long as possible.
That sounds great. Okay. you got me. I'm in. How much money can I put into it and when?
Well, we got some restrictions on how much you can and can't put in, but don't worry about it, because it's such a great deal to have that money locked up and have no access to it that you're not going to worry about that other part.
Okay. Well, let me in. Or dude, I got my checkbook out. I'm ready. Where is this deal?
Tell you what, go get a W-2 and don't worry, they'll set it up for you. It's automatic. You'll automatically be enrolled into this phenomenal program called a 401k.
Ooh, I've heard about those. Those are good. I like those. I like having my money tied up for long periods of time and not being able to touch it. Are you meaning that, like, if Joey comes to me with another great opportunity, I can't invest in it?
Probably not, because there's going to be some restrictions on, you know, access to that, and it's going to be incredibly limited.
That's going to be good for our friendship. I like that.
But don't worry, I'm doing it on your behalf.
Thank you.
I'm protecting you from yourself.
Man, all right. So I got my Christmas list of where to lock up cash today. Joey, where's a good place I can lock up some cash so that I don't get to use it to do any of those deals that Jamie's going to be telling me about later on?
I'll tell you what, the number one place you should focus on if you don't want to have access to cash is you should pay off your house, or you should attempt to pay off your house, I should say. And all your student loans and all your car loans, all your credit cards, everything that you have debt-wise, I want you to take the payment and double it. Okay, so if your house payment is $2,000, I want you to pay $4,000 on that car or that house loan. If your car loan is $600, I want you to pay $1,200. If you keep doing that, I'll tell you what, you will guarantee yourself to never have access to cash so that you can get to financial freedom.
Stallion, you're on your way to being a nationally publicly renowned entertainer in the financial industry, bro. Like, this is a great strategy you got. I love this.
Well, some people have a lot of steps. You know, I just decided, forget all the other steps. We got one step. Double your payments.
Double your payments.
You're fine. Okay? That's what my plan's called, and we're going to call it one step.
The one step plan. Double down. Man, that does sound like a great way to tie up some money. And I think I could do that. I got a good list. Jamie, you got any other things that I can like be locking up money so that I have access to it?
I've got a better plan for you. Joey has it all wrong. Okay. If you have extra money to pay extra payments on your house and your car, you don't have a big enough house or a nice enough car. Okay. You need to get a bigger house and a nicer car. You need to buy nicer clothes and do all of the vacations and everything you possibly could buy. Take every bit of your paycheck and go spend it on something. Okay. That's the right way to live. Live the big life, live the good life these days, is we need to go spend everything we possibly make and just keep working as hard as we can forever. That's the key to success.
Yeah, just double down on the Amazon boxes, right?
That's it. Just get a hold of my wife. She'll tell you what to order and just go ahead and get them showing up.
Man, I could do a good job. I don't even need my wife on that. I could crush that. I got this down in spades, man. I love spending money. Putting it in places I can't touch, paying down poor debts, right? Like, man, I can't think of anything better than trying to knock off, like, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars and, you know, loans that have been acquired. Like, man, maybe I could just create some more of those, right? I feel like this is like Brewster's Millions, right? Whenever Richard Pryor was given, you know, the job of spending all of that money, had to spend it all in 30 days, couldn't acquire any assets. That's what we got going right here. I like it, man. This is solid advice. If I don't want to become financially successful, I should follow most of these things. That's pretty cool. All right, let's talk about the second list here. We've talked about this idea and this concept of investment DNA, like where you consult who you are as an investor. You run it through a matrix, through a filter, to help you identify the different investment opportunities so that you can match who you are as an investor. But, man, if I don't want to become financially successful, I should do the opposite. Mark, what would the opposite be, given that you're an analytical, right? You're a C on the DIS profile. Talk about how your profile would handle that, just the opposite.
The exact opposite would be just throw caution to the wind. Just take out as much money as you can, right? I mean, if you haven't lit it all on fire from our first opportunity that we talked about or locked it all up, whatever's left over, you know, flip over some couch cushions and just go to Vegas and just give it a whirl, right? I mean, throw complete caution to the wind. Don't bother looking at the financials, the track record, the team, the management team, how long they've been around. Sure, it's a COVID startup company. What could possibly go wrong? You know, it's a dot-com company that's throwing, you know, millions upon millions of dollars at Super Bowl ads. So the logical C normally would say, hold on a second. Let's take a look at worst case scenarios. Let's look at the track record. Let's see the numbers. Let's see the performa. Let's see the risk cost-based, you know, cost-benefit analysis. The antithesis of that is, give it a whirl. You know, I slept at a Holiday Inn Express last night. I think it's going to work out just fine.
Hey, I watched a YouTube video, right? I listened to a podcast. I mean, I got all the insight I ever needed. I read a blog on it. I mean, let's just go. Come on.
Yeah.
How about for you, Stallion? So your profile is the steady, the consistent. How do you do the opposite of that? What should you do if you really don't want to be successful? How do you manage that?
Yeah. So if you're an S on the DISC profile, you would normally look for things that are really steady and, you know, solid. They've always kind of returned similar. They've been around for a long time. So the opposite would be, man, just invest in all the new ideas, the things that are flashy, the things that are guaranteed to be volatile because the returns are so much higher. If you just take on all this additional risk, that is literally the epitome of just driving yourself crazy as an S. But man, if you want to be unsuccessful, you want to guarantee not to hit your goals, guarantee not to be financially free, just fall into that and you're good. You're good to go.
Yeah, I could see how that could work really well for you as you're trying not to hit your goals. How about for you, Jamie, as an influencer on the DISC profile, what would be some things that you could do to make sure that you're not successful in 2024?
Yeah, this is super easy for an eye because traditionally an eye thinks everything looks like a good opportunity, right? Very high level. We can see the big picture, very optimistic. Everything's going to work out fine. But where we really get tripped up is in the minute details, the operational details, things that take a lot of little pieces and you got to put it all together. And so, you know, I definitely don't want to be successful in 24. I'm going to start up a Turo business again because that worked so well for me last time. To the point where I was in my car out of town and somebody booked my car because I totally forgot to block the dates. And so, I mean, I think that was a great way to really be successful with passive income is doing things like that. Take on a bunch of great ideas that take a lot of operational mechanics and details and just spin the plates on all the fingers and try and figure out just how it works.
If you've listened to our show for any length of time, you've heard us talk about infinite banking and how we were able to use that concept to create over $50,000 a month in passive income. But it's just not that easy to figure out how does this all connect into my own personal system.
Stallion, that's why we created the Passive Income Operating System, bro. It shows you how to turn active income into passive income. It makes all the steps come together. If you would like to get access to it as a podcast listener, we've never given this away in public before. Go to wealthwhatwallstreet.com/POS. There was nothing worse than walking into class when you're in school and the teacher saying, "Pot quiz day." Why? Because you were unprepared. Are you unprepared though for financial freedom?
Don't be. Find out how close you are by taking our 30-second quiz at wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/quiz.
Let's get another Turo card. Let's. I'm putting the truck back on Turo today.
We're doing it. Come on.
Let's go. Let's go. I haven't smelled enough marijuana in a while. Let's get this thing rolling again. I'm ready for that. Well, I mean, as a D profile, right? Like. Typically, I like to go fast. I like to have immediate results. I like to have management experience, involvement into the deal. I think the best way for me not to be successful is to basically not invest. So as I want to not invest, I got to find things that really don't connect with me at all. The more boring it can possibly be, the better. Like, I'm just thinking maybe I'm down at the bank, Mark, doing those CDs with you. Like, I think that may be me. I think I've got to get down there in the CD market. I got to do something that I could have just no impact on its ability to result. Like, I just don't need to talk to anybody about it. I need to just completely hand it over. But it really needs to be really low on that spectrum for me to have any non-results, basically, because ultimately, like, the more boring it is for me, the less I'm going to invest in it. And if I don't want to hit my objective of, or if I do want to hit my objective of not being financially free, that would be it. I think I would kind of get bored and it'd be like me turning on a movie and falling asleep in 10 minutes. I think that's pretty good. That's the ending there. All right, let's move to point number three. Let's talk about, usually you would start with this when you're investing. You start with the idea of what is your goals, right? Like, what are you trying to accomplish? What's your time frame? What's the money? But if we don't want to have success in 2024, we should invest the opposite, right? We should consider not consulting against our goals. So, Mark, what about you? What would be one of those things, one of those goals that for sure you should not consult?
Well, you definitely shouldn't be working towards that goal, right? I mean, so I'll back up by using an example. Most of us are doing this because we said, hey, look, I feel like I'm spending my time and energy in an area that's not really befitting for it. So I want to stop trading time for money. That means I need to replace my active income. So if I didn't want to become financially free, right, which is passive income exceeding monthly expenses, then really I should invest in things that provide absolutely no immediate cash flow, because then I'm right where I am right now. I'm just going to punt all this stuff down and just hope and dream that in the future, the appreciation is going to be there, because that apparently is a sound strategy. And actually, in case you were not aware, I can give you a great example of that strategy not working out, which is getting ready to sell a condo and having the agent tell you, yeah, this thing's going to be 320 grand. This is a clean kill. It's going to be easy. It's going to fly off the shelf. Everyone wants this. This is solid. You're like, yes. That guy leaves. Within the next 60 minutes, I get a phone call. Actually, it wasn't even a phone call. It was a text message. Sorry, dude, your neighbor just listed for 290. So that strategy did not pay off, because things are only worth what people are willing to pay. And if you're playing that appreciation strategy game, hey, best of luck to you. I think it can fit. But if you're trying to get out of the rat race, you need to have your passive income exceed your monthly expenses. So you need cash flow. So if you don't want to do that, then invest in all the things that provide no immediate cash flow and just hope and make that be your strategy.
Man, you're speaking my love language now. 2007, it's just like it happened yesterday. Here I am. I'm signing the paperwork on this new condo, 2 bedrooms, 1 bath. It's got a renter in it. I'm clearing $85 a month, whether I like it or not. And the best part about the deal, though, Mark, is that I was buying it for $85,000. And hey, there's equity already built into this deal, man. $120,000 value is what another unit is on the market for. Like, you just ride this out for 2 years. Yeah, I know we told you it was clearing 85, but wait until you have to pay the property tax bill, because that's not included in your mortgage, by the way. You'll find that out later. Yeah, we didn't really account for, you know, any sort of issues that may happen. So like that ServPro bill that's going to happen for $800 here in 5 months. Yeah, if you did have cash flow, both of those things have knocked them off the list. But don't worry, man. Just stick around. You got the appreciation in the property. You're going to sell this thing in the next 18 to 24 months, and you're going to put some nice coin in your pocket. Now, unfortunately, little did I know what was happening in 2007 and in 2008, that not only was the property not worth $120,000 or the $85,000 that I paid for it, it was worth a nice $62,500. And so what you get to do is ride that thing out for another 10 years. Just to get to the point where you're like, okay, I'm through getting cut, you know, by 1,000 cuts here by this deal. I'll just go ahead and get out of it. I love that strategy. I speak in my love language. All right, Jamie, how about for you, man? Not following your goals so we can not hit our goals in 2024.
Yeah. So, Russ, I wanted to be financially free yesterday. And so, you know, the only way I know how to get there and not hit my goals is to only look at ROI, right? That's the only thing I'm going to look at. And so I want to get there. Yesterday, I need to double my money, and I'm going to find a deal that does that. I'm just going to look at the ROI. I'm not going to take anything else into account. And so I'm just going to go sling money at the highest ROI out there, and that's going to get me there.
Yeah, can you give me any examples, like a good idea there that, you know, like maybe I can write down? Because I want to do the same thing too. I tend to kind of resonate with some of the deals you're doing, bro.
Well, I haven't found one yet that meets my criteria, but you know, my brother-in-law told me about this deal, this guy that's got, you know, he says, give him money, he'll double it, you know, tomorrow. I think I read that in the Richest Kid in Athens or Richest Man of Babylon, one of the two. And
So I trust them that they're going to come back with my money, though.
Hey, Dogecoin had a decent ROI there for a second. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, I put $1,000 in Dogecoin because I knew it was going to the moon.
When I
sold it about 6 weeks ago for, $42.50 or whatever it was. I mean, it didn't really pan out, but you know, that is another great strategy. I like that. I'm with you. How about for you, Stallion?
Well, I'll tell you what. For me, it was, you got to focus in on what the gurus are talking about on TikTok. Okay. If you want to make sure that you are 100% not going to hit your goals, you need to be soaking up some social media investing gurus. Okay. Whoever's out there with the biggest voice, just listen to them. Just do exactly what they're doing. Because we all know they're legit. And by the way, if you're older than, you know, the 20 year olds that are out there right now, the previous TikTok was your buddy, right? Your buddy who's broke, who just happened to get a tip on a deal that you need to be involved in.
Mm.
And hey, you know what, Russ, I don't want you to miss out on this. I'd hate for me to get rich like I'm planning on, and me to come into work and see you, and then you see me driving the Rolls Royce or whatever, and you wonder, dude, why didn't you tell me about, you know, the diamond stock that you could buy? The CMKM diamonds, you know, like,
yeah.
Those are the TikTok influencers of our day. And man, you should listen to every one of those, because that's how you turn, you know, $5,000 into $0 overnight.
Those are the Tic Tacs. That's what, yeah. You got some Tic Tacs there. I like that. I mean, speaking of crypto, right? Like, who doesn't want to earn interest on their crypto? Like, why just let it just sit there? Right? Like, yeah, it can go up or down with the market. Sure, you could put it in a cold storage so nobody can steal it from you. Whatever. Like, let's put that thing in an interest-bearing account somewhere. What could go wrong? Like, yeah, BlockFi, I'm all over that thing. Let's put as much money in there as I can. Let's roll it in there. Let's get that stuff going. I mean, what could go wrong? I mean, who knew? Right? I think I should find more places to put money following someone else who had such a great idea. This is good. I don't think I can hit my goals for sure. You guys are great. And here's the thing. I think the best way for me not to become financially free is ultimately I just don't invest, right? If the strategy is passive income greater than monthly expenses, initially I thought, I'm just going to spend more money. But to ensure that I have nothing on the left side, I have no passive income. The only thing I could do is focus on active income. And I'm not talking about for a short time to try to build up money to save. I'm talking about, like, just focus on that and that only forever. That's my only strategy, because I'm going to be, look at this body, man. Like, this thing is stout. What could go wrong? There's no way I'm not going to be able to do this thing for another 50, 60 years, right? Like, I got this thing. I can continue to do this forever. Why should I even worry about passive income? I don't want to retire. I don't even believe in that word. So I'm just going to keep actively working forever, right? Who cares? I know my son's back here. He's playing games. He's hanging out with me. But really, does he really want to hang out with me? No, he doesn't. He wants me to just work all the time. That's all he wants. He's like, hey, I don't want you around, old man. Go back to work, would you? Right?
Why? Oh, it's so lying, Dad. I only want to spend time with you.
Oh, my goodness. So good. Well, this is so hard to do the opposite, isn't it? But I think hopefully, as we were having fun with this, as you're listening to this, I know these things are easy for us to say, haha, guys, we know it. We know what you're saying. But I challenge you to think of some of the things that probably were said that we've done, some of the things that we have followed and maybe hearing other people do things and forget that the formula for financial freedom really is as easy as focusing on building passive income that exceeds our monthly expenses by having a goal of what that looks like, building a system around it that includes not only having access to our cash, having a way to systematize our process of the money, making sure that we're investing in deals that meet our investor DNA, that follow criteria in an investor buy box, and that we have made sure that we're looking through the due diligence of everything out there. If you want to be successful in 2024, do the exact opposite of everything we said today. Thank you for listening. Have an amazing day.
This has been the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the show to break free of the Wall Street mindset and begin building wealth on your own terms in places you understand, so that your wealth will never run dry. See you next episode.